underground preacher checking into the underground church. And today we're going to continue on our healing journey with step 4, forgive. Yeah, forgive yourself and forgive others. Forgive yourself for all the should've, could've in your life. Forgive yourself for letting yourself down for so long. And also forgive others for what they have done to you. And as you are it, forgive God for letting you down. Deep down, you know God didn't let you down. But it is important for you to also forgive God, because at some point in your life, you believed that God let you down. And because you believed it, your healing ain't gonna come until you also decide to forgive God, because you could not understand the process or what was going on. So you took offense of what God was doing. And because of that, just say it. It's an exercise. Say it. I forgive. Forgive yourself. I forgive myself. Forgive others. It's going to be hard. I mean, your heart ain't going to catch up to it right away. But eventually, as you keep on repeating it, you might have to do it many times. But yeah, do it. Forgive. Repeat it. And as you repeat it, eventually your heart is going to catch up. And forgiveness ain't going to be that hard. This step is going to challenge you to dig in the traumas, the pain, all the abuse, all that you went through, all that the world did to you, all that you went through growing up. I know it's not easy. I'm sorry. But there is no way around it. You're going to have to dig it out. Dig those bones out. Those things that you buried so deep that you never wanted to expose. Because you cannot heal unless you're willing to dig out the dirt. Because that's what God wants. He wants you to come with everything. Dig out all those pains, those traumas. Dig it out. Abuse. Dig it out. Recall them. And as you dig them out, give them to God. He wants to take it and replace it with healing. It is a painful process. Yes, you're going to cry. Don't withhold yourself from crying. That's the process of purging out all those feelings. That's emotional healing that is taking place. Recall the abusers. Recall the fact that your dad wasn't there growing up. Recall the fact that your mom wasn't there growing up. Recall the fact that you feel that God wasn't there when you were going through it. And as you recall it, say it out loud. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. And cry along with it. Don't hold up the tears. All those backed up emotions. And as you cry, those emotions, you releasing them. You purging all those feelings that you had bottled in. Let it out. Give it to God. Cry. It's okay. You are not a wimp for crying. No. And you are not a punk for forgiving. No. It takes strength to forgive. I'm sorry that you had to go through so much pain in your life. It's going to be all right. You are going to be all right. God wants to heal you. He's going to heal you. You are going to be all right. Just let it out. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Forgive. Let go of grudge. Let go of judgment. Let go of condemnation. Let go of hatred. Let go of fear. Let go of bitterness. Let it all go and forgive. Remember what is written in Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Let God see to it. God has set things up in a way where our actions bear their own consequences. Don't hold a grudge against those who abused you, who came against you, who had offended you in any kind of way. No, just forgive. God's gonna see through it. Vengeance belongs to God. And don't mistake forgiveness with relationship. Just because you're forgiving does not mean you're going back and have a relationship with the person. Or just because you forgive doesn't imply that you justify the person. No. Forgiveness is for you to make peace with the person within your heart. Because if you let that bitterness, that hatred, anger, judgment, condemnation, if you let all that fester in, it's going to rob you of your joy and your ability to love. You're not going to be able to be joyful. You're not going to be able to love. You're going to be limited. So let go. Give it to God. Let God heal you and give you peace instead, and give you joy instead, and give you love instead. There is a prayer that I believe will be really helpful for you. It was really helpful to me. It is called I Let Go. It's in our prayer collection on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. And another message that can be really helpful along with this step is forgiveness. I believe that message will also help you through forgiveness. And once you're ready, we can move on to the next step, which is repentance. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.